Today's agenda, the Transfiguration. All things are possible to him that believes. Jesus paid taxes. Who is the greatest? The fire is not quenched. The parable of the king who settled accounts. The would-be followers of Jesus. Even Jesus' brothers disbelieve him. I came to save lives, not destroy them. The people are divided over Jesus. You have a devil. Elijah must come first. Luke 9:28-36. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory, and spoke of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, that Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make you three tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elias, not really realizing what he was saying. While he spoke thus, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close to themselves and told no man in those days all the things which they had seen. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what they had seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning with each other what the rising of the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And he answered and told them, Elijah truly does come first and restores all things, and how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set at nothing. But I say unto you that Elijah is come indeed already, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it is written of him. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What are you questioning with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto you my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wherever he takes him, he hurts him, and he foams and gnashes with his teeth and binds away. I spoke to your disciples that they should cast him out, but they couldn't do it. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him here to me. And they brought him unto Jesus. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And Jesus asked his father, How long has it been like this? And he said, Since childhood, and often it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, You dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch as many said, He's he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Then the disciples came to Jesus apart and said, Why couldn't we cast him out? Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for truly I say unto you, if you have faith as small as a grain of mustard seed, you may say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And they departed from there and passed through Galilee. And he would not that any man should know it, for he taught his disciples and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after he is killed, he shall rise again the third day. But they did not understand that saying, and were afraid to ask him. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doesn't your master pay tribute? And he said, Yes, he does. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What do you think, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said unto him, Of strangers. Jesus said unto him, Then the children are free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, you go to the sea and cast a hook, and take up the first fish. And when you've opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for your taxes and mine. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, they asked him, What was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and said unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child, and set him in the middle of them. And when he had taken him up in his arms, he said unto them, Whoever shall receive one of such children in my name receives me, and whoever shall receive me receives not me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, but he doesn't follow us, so we forbade him because of that. But Jesus said unto him, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name which can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. Also, whoever shall give you a cup of cold water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, truly I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone was hanged about his neck, and he was cast into the sea. And if your hand offends you, cut it off, for it is better for you to enter into life maimed, rather than having two hands to go into Gehenna, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot offend you, cut it off, for it is better for you to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into Gehenna, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye offend you, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into Gehenna fire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, wherewith shall you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. If your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he shall hear you, you've gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, then take with yourself one or two others, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglects to hear the church, let him be unto you as a heathen man and a publican. Truly I say unto you, whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter unto him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Until seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto you until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven like a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he didn't have any money, the Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and everything he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him. And he said, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you back everything. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But that very same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him $1. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you back everything. And he would not, but rather he went and cast him into prison until he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants had seen what he had done, they were very sorry and came and told their lord everything that had happened. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, Oh, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you desired me. Shouldn't you have also had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And his lord was furious and delivered him to the tormentors until he should pay back everything. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do unto you, if from your hearts you forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the gospel of the kingdom. And another said, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me go bid them farewell at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand, and his brethren therefore said unto him, Depart from here and go into Judea, that your disciples may see also all the works that you do. For there is no man which does anything in secret, and he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Go on up to this feast. I'm not going up yet, for my time is not yet ready. And when he had said these words unto them, he still stayed in Galilee. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And his messengers were sent before his face, and when they went, they entered into the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was set that he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them and said, "You know not what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." So they went to another village. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, "Where is he?" And there was much murmuring among the people concerning Jesus. For some said, "He is a good man." Others said, "No, but he deceives the people." However, no man spoke openly of Jesus for fear of the Jews. Now about the midst of the feast, he went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How does this man know letters of the law, having never gone to school?" Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it is of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaks of himself seeks his own glory, but he that seeks the glory of him that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keeps the law? Why do you go about to kill me?" The people answered and said, "You have a devil. Who's going about to kill you?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "I have done one work, and you all marvel. Moses, therefore, gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers, and you on the Sabbath circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry at me because I've made a man every bit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Then some of them of Jerusalem said, "Is not this he whom they seek to kill? But look, he speaks boldly, and they don't say a word to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? How is it we know this man and where he's from? But when Christ comes, nobody knows who he is." Then Jesus taught them in the temple, saying, "You both know me, and you know what I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. But I do, I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me." Then they sought to take Jesus, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him and said, "When Christ comes, will he do more miracles than these which this man has done?" The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take Jesus. Then he said unto them, "Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go to him that sent me. You will seek me, but you shall not find me. Where I am, there you cannot come." Then the Jews said among themselves, "Where will he go, and we will not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this, that he said, 'You shall seek me and not find me, and where I am, there you cannot come'?"